speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November 9th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk today about the numbers, about the election fraud, and it is very important, but never forget that the real fraud is predicated on the lockdown and those numbers. That must end. It's very disappointing this morning to see President Trump tweeting out that he's very excited about stock market numbers. He threw out a number that is totally unsubstantiated, that the vaccine is 90% effective, and he said it's coming soon. This is not the path to liberty. This is the path to destruction. But before we get into that, before we get into the elections, the frauds, and the electronic election, electronic voting that is underneath all of this, this is starting to surface. I said a long time ago, I said, well, it's going to be a hacking contest, especially if you step back and let the Democrats, because of the lockdown, you let them implement every fraudulent tactic that's ever been dreamed of, and a few that's never been thought of before. All the ballot harvesting and the drive-through voting and all this other nonsense. But there's also a big component of this that is electronic. And this is why, folks, we have to push back against this hand-waving about blockchain stuff. blockchain watermarks. That's not a thing. It's not a thing. There are watermarks and there are blockchains, and they're not connected. I'll tell you why later. But the bottom line is, if you want to wave your hands and talk about blockchain, you have people who love Bitcoin and think it's the best thing since sliced bread. Look, the only thing that you have to do to stop the anonymous BitChain is they can just pull the plug on the internet, or they can just bust into your house and grab you, take you with a rubber hose, get your passcode or whatever. Right? There's backdoors in everything. And if the government is going to run the election with electronic voting, it doesn't matter if you've got blockchain. I understand blockchain is secure as a technology, but it doesn't exist in isolation. It is an ideal thing. It ignores human nature. It ignores the very criminal actions that you're seeing happening all over the country in this election. All they have to do is just say, well, that's it. We're going to just come in and confiscate your computers. We're going to arrest you or whatever. And you're done. But I mean, they can penetrate. If you want to transmit stuff with blockchain and have a chain of command and validate these individuals, that's fine. Then they can jump into it in a number of other places, as long as it's electronic. Quite frankly, we got to go full Amish on the elections. And then you're going to have to watch everybody like a hawk and maybe deliver the ballots by horse and buggy. I'm serious, though. Not the horse and buggy stuff, but the rest of it. You need to go back to paper. You need to go back to human observers. If you care enough about the election, then you need to show up and watch them and film them counting the stuff. Watch everything that they do. I mean, we've got film footage of that happening in one voting place where the lady is sitting there for a half hour, filling out ballots and stamping them, adding them in. She's, votes for a full half hour on her own. But let me give you an idea of where we're headed. We have a lawsuit against Cabela's, big sporting goods store. They're being sued, and the judge has allowed this lawsuit, this patently absurd lawsuit, to go forward. The 19-year-old bought some ammunition. Now, the 19-year-old would be allowed to buy this ammunition, which will work in either a handgun or a rifle. That was legal. Cabela's is not responsible for the fact that he took it and put it into a handgun. He could have put it into a rifle. It would have been legal for them to sell it that way. But he put it into a handgun, accidentally killed somebody that was there with him. So now Cabela is being sued. And we're going to see a lot of this type of stuff. That's just a preview of what Biden would do if he becomes president.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, It would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global's plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, November the 9th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 238. 238 days of America lockdown. And we've had nearly a week since the election. So why are we still locked down? Why do we still have Fauci? Why are we still trumpeting vaccines as the savior of humanity? You know, this morning, I was disgusted to see President Trump put out stock market up big, vaccine coming soon, report 90% effective, such great news. Well, you don't know any such thing. But see, that's the numbers. We just care about the stock market. Constitution, screw it. Individual liberty, nah, you're not essential. The stock market is essential. All you 100,000 small businesses shut down, you're not essential. Only the stock market and Wall Street is essential. And we're going to save you with a vaccine. A vaccine for which there is no constitutional authority for the government to develop and fund a vaccine, by the way. Let's just start there. There's no constitutional authority for President Trump and Fauci to create a vaccine. But they're going to say that they can not only do that, because it's great. It's great. Now, all these Democrat governors, as I've mentioned many times before, they're saying, well, I don't know, you know, that's just dangerous to roll this thing out that quickly. And you just watch how quickly they flip when Biden is sworn in, if he is sworn in. And the election is not over. New York Post yesterday said, it's Joe time. No, it's not. There's a lot of questions about this. None of these elections have been certified. And we need to focus on election fraud and not give up. This thing is not taken care of. You know, it is not over. And it is not a sting. It is a fight. And it is a legal fight that unfortunately we have this dumpster fire election because of the lockdown. That's what threw us into this dumpster fire. The fear, the Fauci fear that was sold to us for 7 months before this lockdown was, before this election was determined to be a vote by mail election, which by the way, nobody does that. Nobody does that. Everybody has absentee ballots. You know how that works typically? The UK, for example, if you want to vote absentee, you will request it. Request it in writing with a signature. They will send you a ballot. You fill out the ballot and you sign it. And when you send it back in, they compare the signature requesting it to the ballot signature. But we got the courts that said, oh, you don't have to have a signature on these absentee ballots. Not here in America. No, no, no. This is a dumpster fire election. We're just going to make this stuff up. The other thing that is typical in European countries is that for the absentee ballots, they have to be in before the election. They are counted before, the absentee ballots are counted before they count the in-person voting. So that you don't have a situation where, oh, I don't know, let's just take a hypothetical. You win the election and then the other party starts bringing in ballots by the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, with only one person voted on there. They just show up mysteriously. I wonder if that's ever happened. Oh, yeah, you bet. We got plenty of that happening all over the place. So even the New York Post is saying it's Joe time. After 144 million votes, 5 days of counting, and squeaker wins and Rust Belt states, America finally gives her verdict. It's Joe time. Well, it's not. It's not time. But it is time. It's way past time to stop this emergency order that has been the underlying thing here. When we talk about executive orders, this headline from CNN, Trump in denial over election defeat as Biden gears up to fight COVID. They say Biden will launch an aggressive plan today to control the pandemic that is escalating at an alarming rate. Former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb warned Sunday that by the time the president-elect takes the oath of office January the 20th, the country will be at the apex of the COVID-19 crisis. Isn't that convenient? Boy, they just timed that just perfectly, didn't they? Yeah, because they can make it whenever they want. This is about the numbers. And because, and I've got to say, everybody's now become very numbers-oriented, haven't they, with this election? Why weren't we focused on the numbers, the phony numbers from Fauci, as part of this lockdown? That could have prevented all this stuff. But now everybody's all about the numbers, right? Anyway, so it'll be at the apex. The virus cannot be controlled, and he must act fast. And so they're saying Vice President Mike Pence, who spent most of the last few weeks on the campaign trail, will return to the White House Situation Room Monday to lead a meeting of the Trump Administration Coronavirus Task Force. Good. Declare victory, destroy the vaccines, and stop the executive order. You know, when we look at this and the fact that executive orders are going to play a big part in this, Biden is planning an immediate flurry of executive orders to reverse Trump policies. Well, isn't that interesting? So what is he going to do? He's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords, which we've been in officially until the day after the election. Remember, President Trump appointed a Secretary of State who was totally supportive of this and kept him from withdrawing, announcing a withdrawal for 6 months. We're not in the Paris Climate Accord. We've never legally been in it. It was self-ratified, said Obama, by Obama and his Secretary of State, John Kerry. That's not what the Constitution says, if you want to understand that we are in a post-constitutional government. Just take a look at that kind of stuff. But nevertheless, in spite of the fact that it's the Senate that has to ratify treaties, they ratified it. And then President Trump, after 6 months and in opposition to Rex Tillerson, who was known to be a radical environmentalist before he's put in that position, finally President Trump said, no, we're getting out and we're not going to do anything about that. But and then he had people in the administration said, but you've got to formally declare this because these people are operating under the pretense that we're still under it. And so he said, all right, we'll do that. But the day after the election, because I don't want to get anybody upset. You know, all these orange man bad people, they might vote for me if I stay in the Paris Climate Accord. And then it says that he will rejoin the World Health Organization. He will repeal the ban on immigration from many Muslim-majority countries. Let's understand what this is. This is this Muslim ban of immigration. I've pointed this out many times. There were seven countries. Venezuela, that heavily Muslim country, and North Korea, that other heavily Muslim country. Yeah, right. They're not Muslim countries. These are all countries that the Obama administration had essentially gone to war with, these five Muslim countries. There are 50 predominantly Muslim countries. There are five of them that the Obama administration was at war with for the entire 8 years. Those five were the ones that were on the list. And then they added Venezuela and the North Korea. So that's nonsense. Nevertheless, Biden is planning to set up a coronavirus task force because the pandemic will be the primary issue that he will confront. He's going to lock us down forever if President Trump doesn't open this thing up. Look, we've got 70-some-odd days here. What is it, 72 now? If President Trump would stop this emergency order, a lot of these governors, Republican and Democrat, and we just had the Republican governor of Utah yesterday extend new mandates to people, the Republican governor. And this is happening everywhere. This is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a, this is the litmus test for where you know these people are, truly. Forget about the party labels. This is the litmus test. And so we just had a Republican governor do this. We've had Republican governors who have extended their deadlines. Democrat governors who have extended their deadlines beyond what is allowed in their state constitutions. How are they allowed to do that? It's all predicated on the executive order from President Trump signed March 13th, 2020. A national emergency. I'll show you a picture of that when we come back. You know, only 13,000 views of that page on the Federal Registry. And that's the basis for which this fraud is perpetuated. We'll be right back.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalists or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission. Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance. The other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news. America's Last Stand, 79days.news.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So Biden is planning an immediate flurry of executive orders to reverse Trump policies. And one of the ones that they're talking about here is, I mentioned Paris Climate Accord, because, folks, everything that was in the Paris Climate Accord, they've imposed with a lockdown. But now they're going to lock that permanently in place in the name of environmentalism. They couldn't freak people out enough over environmentalism. But, yeah, the invisible virus has. And so now they're going to lock that in place with environmentalism if Biden becomes president. And that's not certain yet. But we need to push back against the election fraud, but we need to understand what all this is predicated on. It's still predicated on the lockdown. We're 238 days in the lockdown. Why is this still going on? You need to ask that to President Trump. You tell him, I want to support you, but I want you to support me and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the fact that my life is essential, not just your office. My life is essential. This whole non-essential stuff makes me so angry. Gotta make you fighting mad. Anyway, talking about that, Paris Climate Accord, the World Health Organization can get back on those. Repeal the ban on immigration from the Muslim majority countries, the five that Obama went to war against, and this, reinstate the program allowing dreamers. Well, here's a news flash for the Washington Post. That never stopped. President Trump said he was going to do that. And they said, well, you're going to have to ask the Supreme Court. No, you don't. That was an executive order. We look at this. Biden is going to have a flurry of executive orders to reverse Trump, and they're excited about that. But President Trump was not allowed to reverse Obama's executive order on dreamers. He waited and waited for the court, and the court came back and said, no, we don't think you can do that because we don't like your motivations, we think. What? It doesn't matter what his motivations are. He's president. He could get rid of it. But see, he didn't. And I'll tell you the reason he didn't was because he didn't want to take the political heat. And he was hoping that, he knew that that would set the left on fire. And he was hoping that that would work to his advantage. And so he waited and slow walked this for the Supreme Court. But let me tell you, they're going to find that all of Biden's executive orders repealing President Trump's, that's not going to be a problem. Nobody's going to even talk about going to the Supreme Court on that. And we're not going to have any ridiculous rulings from the Supreme Court that the sitting president can't repeal any executive orders from the previous one. That's the way it works. And you know, the sitting president can repeal bad executive orders that he's put in place, like the one that locked us down, March the 13th, Friday the 13th. Biden is planning a shock and awe repudiation of Trump's key policies with executive orders. He said there's limitations on what Biden will be able to accomplish if the Senate is held by Republicans. That will not be fully decided until two runoff elections are held in January. So we're going to be hanging on that aspect as well. But if we go back and we look at where this all began, this is the executive order that has only been viewed 13,100 times as of Saturday when I put it out. I took a snapshot of it. I said, look at this. All these people who say there's nothing that can be done by President Trump. He provided the legal basis for what has happened. And this is Proclamation 9994, March 13th, Friday the 13th. This COVID-19 outbreak, he says, constitutes a national emergency beginning March the 1st. And pursuant to that, we have had every kind of order. As a matter of fact, President Trump has referred to this foundational state of emergency for his own further executive orders, for things like extending the deadlines for estimated payments or doing more to restrict movement of people coming from certain countries because of coronavirus. So he himself has relied on this. Guys, I want to play new executive order from Governor Herbert in Utah. This is a Republican governor. This is video clip number 4. This is a Republican governor yesterday who just came out, put the as of yesterday, this Republican governor has put the entire state under a mask mandate, prohibited social gatherings, put a $10,000 fine on anybody who organizes a protest. Right? So you understand this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is an executive order state of emergency thing. We've been under martial law because of the state of emergency. Let's play a little bit of this clip and then I'll comment on it. Video clip number 4.
We must work together to keep infections low until a vaccine is available.
Until a vaccine
Therefore,
is available.
Therefore, tonight, I'm declaring a new state of emergency to address hospital overcrowding and to protect intensive care unit capacity. In conjunction with this order, let me share 4 critical announcements. First, because scientists and medical experts overwhelmingly recommend masks as an effective way to limit the spread of COVID-19,
what a bunch of
I am placing the entire state of Utah under a mask mandate until further notice.
Okay. Let's hold it right there. Yeah. Businesses must require employees to wear masks and on and on and on. This has become this executive order done by these governors, orders from public health officials, all predicated on the guidelines and recommendations of Fauci and the CDC and the president's national state of emergency. You know, when you look at this, I remember state of emergencies in Florida. I grew up. We had hurricanes would come all the time. Typically, we would not have a state of an emergency until the hurricane actually hit. Because, you know, hurricanes don't always follow the path that our expert scientists predict. They can't predict the path of hurricanes, and surprise, surprise, they can't predict the path of pandemics. But they're predicting them now a year in advance, which is about as ridiculous as predicting that a hurricane is going to come out and specifically wipe out a particular area a year and a half from now. When I was growing up, a state of emergency would be declared if and only if the hurricane went through an area of Florida and did a lot of destruction. Then the governor, sometimes the president, would declare a state of emergency so they could give them money. But after FEMA was developed, something else happened. One of my sons did a report as a national contest when they were in high school. Won the contest. It was actually a U.S. and Canada. It's an organization, Fraser Institute. And what he did was he compared a state of emergency FEMA disaster on the coast of North Carolina, where it was widespread. So FEMA got involved versus one that was localized because of a tornado in a community not too far from us. The devastation was just as bad with a tornado. But in that particular case, because it was geographically narrowly focused, they did not get FEMA involved. Now, the people who had houses on the coast, they had all this. They were either locked in or they were locked out of their homes or all kinds of mandatory restrictions. The government came in and made everything far worse. We always said that FEMA was going to be used, or some kind of a national declaration of emergency would be used to essentially institute martial law and to take over our Constitution. It has now happened. By the way, in the small community, the police came out, kept people away from the down power lines. Businesses donated food, put it in the church parking lots, and people picked it up, and everything was just fine. We'll be right back.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting. Election 2020 is here. And whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that. They're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was told by my son who was working on last night's show. He was taking phone calls. And he sent me a text. He said, I'm answering phones for the show. And a woman just called in. An ex-New York City police officer. She's in tears. And tells me that she's planning to kill herself on Christmas Day because she can't handle the lockdown and what's happening anymore. This is what we've been brought to after 238 days of a fraudulent lockdown and what it has done to people's lives. We've talked about the suicide rates going up. This is not somebody who's necessarily even lost their business or their job. I don't know. But we've seen people committing suicide because of social isolation that's involved in this. You had Elizabeth Hurley's former husband, a guy with a net worth of $600 million, jumped out of his penthouse because he couldn't stand being isolated anymore. They understand what this is about. This is a weaponized attack on us. Isolation is a weaponized psychological attack on you. The masks are a weaponized psychological attack on you. And then they've got physical attacks lined up. The vaccines, 5G, all of which President Trump is working very hard to get to us. And, of course, Joe Biden is as well. That's why the two of them are there. But I want to play for you a video clip going back to the 1970s. Kenneth Clark, you may remember this, BBC series about civilization. He had something to say back in the 1970s I thought was very appropriate for where we are today and how civilizations collapse. And, of course, everybody always talks about the Roman Empire. But listen to this. It's a short clip. Civilization, Kenneth Clark, back in the 1970s. Roll it. He's standing in front of a giant Roman...
What happened? Well, it took Gibbon nine volumes to describe the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, and I shall not embark on that. But thinking about this almost incredible episode does tell one something about the nature of civilization. It shows that however complex and solid it seems, it's actually quite fragile. It can be destroyed. What are its enemies? First of all, fear. Fear of war, fear of invasion, fear of plague, fears that make it simply not worthwhile constructing things or planting trees or even planting next year's crops. And fear of the supernatural, which means that you daren't question anything or change anything. The late antique world was full of meaningless rituals, mystery religions that destroyed self-confidence. And then boredom, the feeling of hopelessness, which can overtake people with a high degree of material prosperity.
There's a poem by a modern Greek
called Gavafi, a poem in which he imagines the people of some late antique city waiting every day for the barbarians to come and sack it. And then, finally, the barbarians move off somewhere else, and the city is saved. But the people are disappointed. It would have been better than nothing. Of course, civilization requires a modicum of material prosperity, enough to provide a little leisure. But far more, it requires confidence. Confidence in the society in which one lives, belief in its philosophy, belief in its laws, confidence in one's own mental powers. The way the stones of that bridge are laid is not only a triumph of technical skill, but it shows a vigorous belief in discipline and law. Energy, vitality. All the great civilizations or civilizing epochs have had a weight of energy behind them. People sometimes think that civilization consists in fine sensibilities and good conversation and all that. Well, these can be among the agreeable results of civilization, but they are not what makes a civilization. And a society can have these amenities and yet be dead and rigid. So, if one asks why the civilization of Greece and Rome collapsed, the real answer is that it was exhausted.
Exhausted. They want to exhaust us. Better not let it happen. He's standing there in front of a bridge, aqueduct, I don't know, nevertheless, whatever it is, bridge or aqueduct. 2,000 years old, still standing. An amazing accomplishment that it could last that long. The society has long since gone. And it's mainly because people failed to believe in it anymore. They rejected the values. They didn't. And that's what Hollywood, the media, the schools run by our own government have done. They have tried to destroy any belief in our society as being a force for good. No society is perfect. We have a great model here that was based upon liberty. There are things that we must constantly be reforming and correcting. We have to constantly be purging institutions because they're run by people, and people are corrupt. And as Frank Serpico said about the police, he said, if you have to, like any institution, you have to purge the bad actors out. And so you have to constantly be reforming every institution, every human institution. But that doesn't mean that you just reject it. But that's what's been taught to multiple generations. I have an op-ed piece here that you'll find on InfoWars. I am done. I'll not vote again, said one middle American mom, raging at real-life idiocracy. And she points out, she says, I was born at the end of Generation X and the beginning of the millennial generation. That's, in other words, 1980-ish. I find it interesting that so many people know about these generational labels, Gen X, millennial, but they don't know anything about the fourth turning. You know, the fourth turning, the people who wrote the fourth turning, Strauss and Howe, were the ones who gave us those labels. And they did a very carefully researched theory of history going back 500 years in American and English history and talking about how now, because of worldwide media, the internet and so forth, that the entire world has synced up on this schedule where every four generations, about every 80 years, we have a major upheaval and reorganizing of society. Usually it's a massive economic problem as we see developing, and usually accompanied by war. The previous ones, World War II, the Great Depression, prior to that, Civil War, prior to that, the American Revolution, and on, back 500 years. So people will understand the labels of this, but they don't understand the significance of those generations and where they fit. She said, as an adult, I've witnessed the world that I grew up in fall into ruin. I've sat by, held my tongue as I was called deplorable and a bitter clinger and told that I didn't build that. So you're non-essential. Not only, these businesses are being taken up. They didn't build it, so they're non-essential anyway, right? Middle class, you're gone. I've been called a racist, a xenophobe, a chump, even an ugly folk, quote unquote. I've been told that I have privilege, that I have an inherent bias because of my skin color, that my beloved husband and father are part of a horrible patriarchy. Not one bit of that is true, but if I dare say anything about it, it'll be used as evidence of my racism and white fragility. And now I've watched as people who hate me and mine and call for our destruction blatantly and openly stole the election and then gaslighted us and told us that it was honest and fair. I'm watching as the GOP does nothing about it. I will not vote again. They've made it abundantly clear that my voice doesn't matter. Whatever irrational, suicidal lunacy the nanny state thinks is best is what I'll get. And quite frankly, that's where I was for the last 238 days. If the GOP is going to lock us down and do it in concert with the Democrats, I'm not going to give them any passes, and you shouldn't either. These people are as guilty of this as the Democrats are. Worse, because they pretend to be on your side and they stab you in the back. The GOP has made itself non-essential. And until they end this lockdown, you ought to still, we've got 70 days. President Trump is still going to be president for 70 days, no matter what happens. And you better lean on him, and you better lean on the GOP, and you better tell them to stop this lockdown. Stop the lockdown.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcumin. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Bio True Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it 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 come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply. And it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff is can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down. That's part of the globalist plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in. The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshipers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Four seasons, and we're coming up to the dark winter season, and that's what is ahead. We'll talk about America held hostage. Stop the steal. Yeah, the steal began with the lockdown. That's when they stole everything from you, and that's been going on for 238 days. So stop the lockdown. Stop the lockdown must be what we focus on. The steal is a secondary effect. It is an effect of the lockdown. It's an effect. It's the penultimate problem. It's not the ultimate problem. The ultimate problem is the lockdown, and the lockdown is predicated on President Trump's emergency order. He can stop this. He can pull the rug out from underneath these Republican and Democrat governors, like this Republican governor in Utah, extending a mask mandate to everybody, like our own Governor Abbott has. These people are ruling as tyrants. We crossed the Rubicon, folks. We crossed that Rubicon 238 days ago. That's when the Republic ended. It doesn't end with a corrupt election. The corrupt election is a product of crossing the Rubicon and creating, throwing out the Republic. All right, before we get into more of this and what is on the way, and as this is unfolding, an update on America being held hostage for 238 days. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you of what keeps us on the air here. And that's the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have our Election 2020 Super Sale up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular items. By the way, DNA Force, you know, as we're talking about these radical new tactics of vaccines, modifying your mRNA, directly attacking that, just make sure that you've got something that's going to protect your DNA force. Now, I don't know if this is going to protect you against these vaccines, but what it does is it helps to slow down the natural rate of decline. You know, the telomeres, the end caps on your twisted DNA pair, right? Just think of it as your shoestring. And your DNA is always replicating. And as it replicates, that little end cap there, it's called a telomere, gradually gets shorter and shorter with each of these replications. And that's why you find that even without COVID, people who, as they age, 65, 70, 80 years old, as you start to get older and older, the DNA starts to unravel because that end cap is gone. And then all kinds of things happen. Even before we had COVID or the CDC statistics to lie to us about causes of death. So you want to make sure that you slow that down. PQQ, the active ingredient in that, has been tried in over 170-plus clinical studies. It shows that it helps to slow down the rate of decline of that of the telomere end caps on your DNA. And it is a very expensive product to produce. So 50% off of DNA Force Plus is a big dollar savings. So take advantage of that sale. It's also free shipping as well. BodEase are all natural turmeric and many other natural ingredients to help fight inflammation. That's 50% off, back in stock. BioTrue Selenium, we call it that because it is organic, non-GMO, and it is 50% off. We have Ultra 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. New Nascent Iodine Surface Spray, 50% off, plus, of course, free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, now 33% off, selling out fast. Same thing with Brain Force Plus, it is selling out quickly. It is 25% off. Winter Sun Plus, it's vitamin D plus vitamin K. That is selling out quickly. All of these, free shipping, triple Patriot points for discounts in the future, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as we look at this, there is a very good article by Dr. Pascal Sacre on Zero Hedge, and he's talking about the PCR test. My goal is to get this audience as focused on Fauci's numbers and the PCR fraud as you are on the fraud of the counting of ballots. Get us focused on the fraudulent counting of cases and the fraudulent tests that we have as you are on this other stuff, because that's what the election fraud was predicated on. As he points out, it's time for everyone to come out of this trance, this collective hysteria. Because famine, poverty, massive unemployment will kill and mow down many more people than SARS-CoV-2. And quite frankly, it is the nuclear weapon to destroy our society fully and finally. It is far more dangerous than the Antifa radicals who've been educated by our government schools, pulling down all the emblems of our civilization. And, you know, I've never been a big person about statues because my concern is that symbols, you know, whether you're talking about flags or whether you're talking about statues, they tend to take on a life of their own. And people tend to forget why they're important. You know, we can make a cult out of flag worship and completely not understand the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. You know that's the case, don't you? And we can do the same thing with individuals. You know, we can worship them as people without understanding why their contribution was significant. And at the same time, understanding that there's nobody out there who is really worthy of idol worship. Every one of us has our flaws. And you're not going to find anybody, even the people that we made statues to, that are really worthy of worship. No man is worthy of worship. But their contributions should be honored, and we should understand the contributions. I think the contributions, we need to put them up in marble or bronze or something, and not the people necessarily, but the taking down of these symbols, if you will, the burning of flags, the destruction of statues, that is the final step in erasing the culture. And that's what this is really about. But as we see what is happening in this country, far more dangerous is the way that our rights, our liberties have been erased because they just come in and declare us to be non-essential. And that they can do anything that they want because of, you know, science. So let's take a look at the science. This is what this doctor points out. He says, very few people, including doctors, understand how PCR test works. We do not routinely perform real-time PCR on any patient who is overheated, coughing, or has an inflammatory syndrome. It is a laboratory molecular biology technique of gene amplification. Amplification. Because it looks for gene traces and amplifies them. Understand, that's what they mean when they say this is not a quantitative test. It amplifies. He said the misuse of RT, real-time PCR technique, is used as a relentless and intentional strategy by some governments supported by scientific safety councils, by the dominant media, to justify excessive measures such as a violation of a large number of constitutional rights, the destruction of the economy with bankruptcy of entire active sectors of society, the degradation of living conditions for a large number of ordinary citizens under the pretext of a pandemic that is based on a number of positive PCR tests and not on real number of patients. The PCR technique was developed by chemist Carrie B. Mullis in 1986. Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1993. Mullis himself is said to have criticized the interest of PCR as a diagnostic tool for an infection, especially a viral one. He said PCR was a good tool for research, a very bad tool in medicine and in the clinic. And as he goes through this, he points out the amplification cycles that are used. And he said, if you've got something that is 40 cycles, so they amplified it through 40 different cycles, you have essentially made 240 copies of this. Which made me think about a totally unscientific movie called Multiplicity. You may remember that, Michael Keaton. And in it is this idea that, he's going to get cloned. They're going to make a clone of him somehow. And instantly, it's going to be somebody that is the same age that he is and basically knows everything that he does. The problem is that the clones make copies of themselves. And as you start to get successive copies of these clones, it's kind of like a bad photocopy. You make a photocopy of something, it looks pretty good. And then you make a photocopy of the photocopy, and then a photocopy of the photocopy of the photocopy. You get the idea. Pretty soon it starts getting really blurry. And that was the whole comedy idea and Multiplicity. But that's what's going on with the PCR test. They go through 40 cycles of this. And as they're pointing out, it was the New York Times who said, we looked at this in three different states, and we found that it had a 90% false positive rate. Why is that? Because they were using 40 cycles, making 240 copies. They pointed out that virtually all of these 90% false positive would have shown as negatives if they had gone through 30 cycles of this, which is still pretty far out there. They still would have been negative. You got to start to understand this stuff because they're bluffing you. We'll be right back.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Band.Video and watch our live election coverage.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize that the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to their research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So I hope you understand. I'll just emphasize it again. A PCR test takes a microscopic amount of something. They have no idea what the quantity is. And they magnify it. They magnify it through 40 cycles, which is magnifying it 240 times. As they pointed out, this 90% false positive that they found in three different states from the New York Times. See, you can believe the New York Times. Don't believe me. Believe the New York Times. Yeah, right. Anyway, nevertheless, these people, like New York Times, trying to push this pandemic, and even they admit that this PCR test returned 90% false positives. Why? Because they're multiplying, they're magnifying this and copying it 240 times. They said if you only did 30 cycles instead of 40 cycles, none of these people would have shown up as a positive. And what this doctor who is talking about this, again, this is an article on Zero Hedge, the COVID-19 RT, real-time, PCR test, how to mislead all humanity into accepting societal lockdowns. He said, by doing this, by removing quantitative measurements here, and again, this is the fiction, the idiocracy in which we live. We have no quantitative measurement for a disease that, frankly, they only sequenced 37 pairs of 30,000 gene pairs of this, and they filled in the rest by consensus. That's what we were talking about from the CDC. That should concern you as well. But nevertheless, when we go through and we use these non-quantitative tests, and both of them are non-quantitative, the PCR test and the faster Abbott Labs test, the rapid test that can give you results in 15 minutes, they both say they're not quantitative. This election is not quantitative. Our deficit is not quantitative. We don't care anymore about how much money we spend, but they will still tax you. Why will they do that? If we don't care about the deficit, if we're going to spend $1 trillion more every month than we have, why are we pretending that we have to tax people? Well, it's simply because they want to take away any discretionary income that you have and any choices that you have in any way whatsoever. They want you fully dependent on the government. They'll hand you out money, but if you work, oh, they'll take it away from you. The stimulus is a right, but work is a privilege that they now decide they will deny to you. But getting back to this, by doing this non-quantitative test, the PCR, and the Abbott rapid test, as he says, it detaches us from medical reality, which must remain based on the real clinical state of the person. Is the person ill? Does the person have symptoms? That is the most important thing. In the case of an infectious disease, he says, especially a viral one, the notion of contagiousness is an important element. It brings us back to the notion of viral load, and that brings us back to the quantity. Why do we not have a quantitative measure? Because a quantitative measure is essential if we're going to understand whether somebody is contagious because of a viral load or whether they're even sick. The relationship between contagiousness and viral load, he said, is disputed by some people with no formal proof to date, but common sense gives obvious credence to the notion that the more virus a person has inside him or her, especially in the upper airways, with symptoms such as coughing and sneezing, the higher the risk of contagiousness. This is simply common sense. And he quotes some physicians around the world who are pushing back on this. They said, we are going to put tens of thousands of people into confinement, into isolation, for nothing. We're going to inflict suffering, anguish, economic, and psychological dramas by the thousands. And that's exactly what Biden is planning on doing. And that's why they're escalating this to the next stage. They've got Trump producing the vaccines, keeping the lockdown in place with his executive order of a national emergency. Biden will take it to the next level. This is where we head, folks. This is what the FEMA takeover was all about. This is what about the NDAA 2012, indefinite detention by the military without due process. That's what that's about as well. It's coming. It's coming real soon. Those wonderful, huge vaccines. It's going to be great. You'll love it.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As one listener said this to me, ask questions, as we're told. Don't worry, this is all under control. It's a sting. We're going to take care of this. Did the DOJ do its duty in the last 4 years? This is why you immediately know that's not true. I mean, we have exposed the Russiagate coup attempt up one side and down the other. I quit talking about it after a while because it was just repeating the same stuff again, over and over again. As we see now, documents and so forth, nothing has happened. We haven't seen anything happen with a Biden laptop either. So you're going to, yes, there is fraud. Yes, there are some watermarks. They're not blockchain watermarks. But if you show that fraud, are you going to be able to overturn the election based on that? Well, hopefully so. We've got some information that the Supreme Court wants to look specifically at some of the late arriving ballots in Pennsylvania. That's getting to the core of the issue. That might be the beginning of a legal challenge. But President Trump himself is saying he needs your help in terms of donation for the legal challenge, as well as speaking out about this. And you need to speak out about this and not be taken in by patently false information, because that's going to undermine your complaints. You have to be careful about what you put out. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's put out there to troll you, to try to get you to jump the shark on this, to go too far so they can destroy your credibility. If you want to protest the corrupt election, and we know this is corrupt, and we've seen plenty of evidence about this, I've talked about the structures that have been put in place election after election. I'll review some of that coming up. I mean, we talked about what happened here in Texas with all the Republicans. You remember a few years ago when I went down to the State Board of Election to talk to the guy who, for some reason, in violation of the Texas Constitution, this Republican tells every one of the districts, don't keep a backup record of the electronic votes and ballots. And this was brought about because Laura Presley was trying to get this information, and she discovered that, oh, by the way, you know, in this election that you think the ballots were stuffed, they didn't keep a picture of the ballots as they were required. Every ballot, according to the Texas Constitution, should be sequentially numbered, and they should keep records of this. But he tells everybody, don't keep the records. Don't keep the records. Just turns out that this guy was brought back by Governor Abbott from the Rose Law Firm, Hillary Clinton's law firm, to run this. And he ran from me when I was there to ask him questions pointedly about that. Now, this has been in there for a long time. Electronic voting is the way to make sure you never have any kind of election again. And so don't fall into this trap. We'll talk about that coming up. Don't fall into this trap of thinking that because it's blockchain, because there's too many places where they can insert themselves, and anything that comes to you from the federal government is going to have back doors in it. I guarantee it. There's many different places where they can insert themselves, and will, and have. And we've reported that. It was widely reported in 2016, and we'll get to that as well. But the question is, are they going to be able to do anything in 70 days with this? The legal challenge is really where the focus is going to be. It's going to be a legal challenge. It's going to be focused on some of these battleground states. There's a lot of indications that show that both specific cases and broadly looking at the numbers of this stuff, we can see indications of fraud. It's going to need to be investigated. And that's really where this path is going to go. And it's a very treacherous outcome. But what can be done right now is to stop this lockdown. Right? Nothing was ever done to fix the integrity of the FBI over the last 4 years, even though these people were set up to take out President Trump. You didn't see any reform of the FBI. You saw nobody punished. James Clapper, who committed perjury under oath to the American public, was never even charged with that. Yeah, they came after Roger Stone for that. That was not true, and it was not even anything of any substance. They're trying to get him to lie about President Trump, and because he didn't do it, they say, well, you lied to us because we assume that we think that you're not telling the truth about this. We know that Clapper wasn't telling the truth. He denied that they were doing dragnet surveillance on the American public about a month before the Snowden document showed that they were doing it. And, of course, he's been caught in other crimes since then, but nobody is prosecuted about any of that. What about the Supreme Court? What about the fact that they don't care about ballot harvesting? What about the fact that they rejected the restrictions on extending the election day arbitrarily like that? What about the fact they rejected signatures on ballots to validate these things? I'm not so sure that we're going to prevail in the Supreme Court. I mean, it needs to be fought, but I'm not so sure that the Supreme Court is honest on this. And so when we look at all this, all of this is predicated on the COVID fraud. This is what enabled this dumpster fire election. And the COVID fraud is what is enabling the vaccines. So if you're going to protest this, and you should, don't forget that this is all based on the lockdown. The vaccine is based on the lockdown. The destruction of our economy and our Bill of Rights and the Constitution is based on the lockdown. You've got to tell President Trump to stop the lockdown. Forget about the steal. Yeah, we can worry about the steal. The steal came because of the lockdown. The steal was enabled because of the lockdown. And the lockdown is going to affect your life more than anything, more than the outcome of this election. Because quite frankly, President Trump hasn't done anything to protect our rights and our liberties. This is an extermination plan. This is a plan to lock us down and track us forever. The digital cash, the constant testing, this is what you must oppose. And you need to understand what a fraud this is. This is why I focus on these numbers. The next thing coming, as this writer points out, and I agree, going to be the small and regional banks being wiped out, along with private landlords. 45% of the property, rental property that's out there, residential and otherwise, is owned by individual landlords, not by big banks and Wall Street. They will be held to be too big to fail. The CDC is saying to these landlords, you're not going to be able to evict anybody. But they're not going to do anything to protect the landlords from being evicted. That's the reality of this. They're letting this thing snowball so the big banks can confiscate the property from the small and regional banks and from the individual landowners. That's what this is really about. And just think about the fact that the CDC is allowed to now set the terms of eviction. I mean, we don't even have anything representing the rule of law or the Constitution. We have broken all connections to those things. The fact that the CDC can now make rules about evictions. Like, I don't want to evict people. I want people to be able to live their lives. I want to evict the medical tyranny that has locked us down. That's what's not being talked about. All right, and as we were talking about before, we have a beginning today in Utah. The Republican governor put out his order saying that in Utah, the Utah Department of Health, working with him, the governor, have now declared a new state of emergency. So this is all based on states of emergency. And these extended states of emergencies and mandates and executive orders that these different governors have, 30, 60, 90 days, it would be stopped. Except they're allowed to continue to go on as long as the president's state of emergency is underlying that. The state of emergency that he put in March the 13th, Friday the 13th. Immediately after that, you had California and New York start to enact statewide restrictions. Immediately after President Trump did that national state of emergency. And the fact that this is going on for so long, it couldn't do that without that state of emergency. So in Utah, a statewide mask mandate will be extended, quote, for the foreseeable future, unquote. Enforceable in all business settings, requiring employees to wear face coverings, promoting mask wearing among patrons and posted signage to the effect. They'll be subject to fines. They're limiting social gatherings, mandatory weekly testing for COVID by all higher education students. This is how they perpetrate this fraud forever, by testing.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag, Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon. You're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a t-shirt. Go get a historic t-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the
Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this GIF. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That concerns me most about this lockdown is how it's now metastasizing to conservative areas. I just reported what the governor of Utah is going to be doing in terms of extending the lockdowns, the mask mandates, the testing of everybody, because that's what's going to amplify this. You know, we have tests that amplify the virus, and then the results of those fake tests amplifying the virus are going to amplify the lockdown. That's how this works. They're ramping this up. They're bootstrapping this thing. It's all phony. But as we see this extending in Utah, Republican state, heavily Republican, the Republican governor there doing it, another state of emergency based on Trump's national state of emergency and the public health dictatorship. As I've said before, if the GOP is not going to do anything about this, I feel like this lady who is upset about the fact that GOP is not doing anything to look at election fraud. I'm upset about the fact they didn't do anything to look at the Fauci fraud for these 238 days. If we're going to be ruled by unelected bureaucrats, then what's the point of voting? If the GOP is going to sit by and do nothing about election fraud after they've done nothing about the Fauci fraud, what good are they? You better start making arrangements to protect yourself and your family for what's coming. And it's the vaccine, the mandatory vaccine. They've got lawyers who are just salivating. New York City lawyers all getting together and talking about same stuff Dershowitz has said. Yeah, we need to make the vaccines mandatory. You know, the vaccines that are going to be delivered by the military, the vaccine program that is run mostly by the military and DARPA, that vaccine. So it's not just in Utah. We see in Simi Valley, in my opinion, I thought Simi Valley, I don't know California that well, but I believe that Simi Valley was a very conservative Republican area of California, but now in Simi Valley, businesses have been given the green light to call the police on customers who refuse to wear face masks, dirty diapers on your face. This is reported by CBS, and CBS is so nice about this. They even give you the phone number that you can call to snitch. Isn't that nice? Mainstream media. Thank you, CBS. Businesses in Simi Valley who encounter individuals who will not adhere to store policies requiring face coverings may report those individuals for removal by contacting the Simi Valley Police Department, said a statement from the city spokeswoman, Samantha Argabright. Anyway, they said at least one elected city official has mocked face masks on social media. See, I told you I thought it was a conservative area. And photos of a Simi Valley flooring business with a sign that declared no masks allowed were shared widely online in May. But don't worry, because CBS is going to make sure that the police are called and that they will show up and start to initiate force on these issues. And now it's happening again. Some grocers are limiting toilet paper and disinfecting wipe purchases. At Kroger, customers can purchase a maximum of two items when it comes to products. At HEB here in Texas, they've got similar policies. And, you know, as much as I hate Jeff Bezos and Amazon's monopoly on all this, if these people want to comply with this, if they want to be shills for this, they're no different from Amazon. And they might as well just go the way of the dodo bird. Because you're not going to get any of my business. I'm boycotting HEB. I haven't been there since March. They want to make me wear a mask and walk in circles around their store. you know, stand on the on the dots and all this other kind of stuff. Well, you know where they can go? The gym rights movement in the UK is now flouting the second lockdown. Vice is complaining and whining about that. They're upset because people are going to the gym. We don't want anybody getting healthy. We want you staying locked down, getting no sunshine, no vitamin D, and sedentary. Because that'll help you to fight anything that's coming out there, right? No, actually make you more susceptible to it. They want you physically disabled, sedentary, and they want you locked down and dependent on them. Loopholes, they say, have allowed some non-essential businesses to remain open. Wow. Yeah, imagine that, says Vice. How are we allowing some of these filthy middle-class businesses to survive? Because, you know, they didn't build those businesses. And they shouldn't be allowed to keep them. They're non-essential. Why? Well, because the government says so at this point. You know, we got a national state of emergency. And they can tell you that you're not essential anymore. One of the issues is the ambiguity about what constitutes an essential business. That's right. There is no ambiguity about that. All of our businesses are essential. If it's your business, if it's your job, it's essential. It's just that simple. In a free market, the free market decides what is essential and what isn't. In a socialist dictatorship, the government makes that pronouncement. And in America in 2020, the socialist dictatorship is run by public health officials who will determine what is essential and not essential. So they talk about Ryman's, a chain in the UK. They've declared themselves an essential service, which seems like a bit of a reach, they said. Oh, really? I said the burgeoning gym rights movement, quote unquote, has reached an absurdly feverish pitch on Wednesday when protesters turned up to Parliament in an orange military-style tank emblazoned with a message, "Keep gyms open." Well, I guess maybe we ought to understand that Vice is not essential. They're not essential reading. They're propaganda. And then it goes to this, also in the UK. A crematorium banned the Lord's Prayer because chanting is forbidden under coronavirus laws. The minister there said that when mourners joined in reciting the prayer during the funeral of a 94-year-old woman in Wales, the chapel superintendent wagged her finger and said not more than one person could recite it, as it would count as chanting, Well, when I started reciting it, mourners stood up and joined in. The family were only mumbling it quietly, and they were all social distanced, and they were wearing masks, but that's not good enough. You've got to bow to their authority. No chanting, no singing, no church services, no funerals, right? You cannot allow these people to cross that line. You have to stand up not only for your freedom and your humanity and your dignity, but you have to stand up for the freedom and humanity and dignity of your children and your grandchildren. This is what is at stake. If these people who want to force you to wear a mask are telling you that you have to do it to keep them safe, they not only are delusional idiocracy, totally propagandized by other people. If the mask works, you're fine. They're being prepared to take the vaccine. That's the same lie they've told you about vaccines. Your vaccines don't protect you. Other people's vaccines protect you. So we have to get everybody in the hive vaccinated. We got to get everybody in the hive masked. That's a hive mentality that is antithetical to everything this country is about. It's antithetical to the Constitution. And it doesn't make any logical sense. But this is a crematorium that is run by the government there, the council, run, and said they were only following government guidelines that were put in by the conservative government that has said that congregational singing has now been banned, that worship has now been banned, that spoken responses during worship should also, if they allow you to do it at some point in time, you must not go above a raised voice. Well, I think we ought to go full Pentecostal on these people. Let's have screaming and shouting and dancing in the aisles, even at a funeral. We'll be right back.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, It would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get it anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the globalist plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
I get asked all the time by listeners and by the media, what am I most proud of when it comes to the show? And it's the fact that InfoWars, more than 25 years ago, doing basic research with what the Club of Rome and the CFR and others were actually saying, developed the hypothesis that communist China had been set up to take our jobs and transfer them to China and then make us economically destitute and position us into debt. Well, now China owns the debt. Now China owns Hollywood, all the one-sided trading deals. It turns out our analysis was absolutely dead on. But again, it wasn't that hard. The CFR and others admitted what they were doing. But still, others didn't want to focus on that issue. We did. And you focused on it by supporting us at InfoWars. So when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get all the great supplements, books, T-shirts, films, water filtration, air filtration, all of it, you're funding the organization that literally helped wake up the world to what's really happening. So that's a big accomplishment for all of you. I want to thank you for your support. Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalist or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain in society. It's their mission. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, so I was just talking about how there was finger wagging and shaming and threats because at a funeral in Wales, the minister started reciting the Lord's Prayer. The family joined in quietly and other people joined. That's chanting. Stop it. Stop it. Can't do that. And of course, the conservative government of Bojo has now said you can't have any worship services, but yeah, it's everywhere. In New York, a massive funeral. This wasn't a small gathering like the one in Wales. This is a massive, hundreds of people packed cheek to jowl in New York City for the funeral of an influential rabbi. This guy was 91 years old. And they said, well, you know, this, that, look at that. Look at how close they are together. Now they're wearing masks, pretty much all of them, I believe. And I don't know that all the people that showed up the previous day to celebrate Joe Biden's coronation by the media, I don't know that they were all wearing masks, but they were there nevertheless. De Blasio was seen taking selfies with people in Brooklyn when you had the victory party for Joe Biden as he was coronated and declared the victor by the mainstream media, including the New York Post, Fox News, all these mainstream conservative organizations. Yeah, they've thrown in the towel, and they don't care about the votes, right? Doesn't matter. I mean, we got a lockdown. It's not based on quantity. Nothing is based on quantity. The deficit, the tests, the lockdown, the election, we don't care. You know, because math is racist. It's a white male construct. You don't want to have anything that's actually objective, right? Now, we don't know what sex anybody is, right? We had the model who said, well, I'm not going to know what sex my baby is until she or he turns 18, and then they'll tell me. No, no. We have completely lost all contact with objective reality. So hundreds of mourners mourning the passing of Rabbi David Feinstein, 91, on Sunday. The day before, you had large crowds of New Yorkers who violated social distancing protocols. And they said, well, if de Blasio can do it, we can do it. They were shamed by the Daily Mail. They said they were packed shoulder to shoulder. The gathering was in violation of a social distancing guideline. Yeah, well, you know, William Penn gathered his church in violation of an obvious law. And when they padlocked the church, they met outside on the steps, and then they arrested him, and then you had the jurors establish jury nullification. Yeah, he broke the law. We don't like that law, and we're not going to convict him. And so the judge locked up Edward Bushnell, and who was a foreman of the jury, and somebody else, and they kept him in jail for several weeks. And finally, their lawyer came back and said, show us the body of the law that they violated. How did the jurors violate this when they exercised their right to judge a rule, a law, and the penalty associated with it? That's called jury nullification. And so they came back and said, habeas corpus, show me the body of law that they violated. And the judge goes, oh, well, he did a James Clapper. And then he let him go. And so that important case helped to establish both jury nullification and habeas corpus in our tradition. And then William Penn went on to establish Pennsylvania so they could have freedom of religion. And that's why, Amy Barrett, that's why it's in the First Amendment to the Constitution. That and the right of free speech and the right to complain to your government about what they're doing. Those are all there together because they are foundational freedoms. And it was the ignoring of that by President Trump the last several years, as that's being taken away from us by corporations in conjunction with the military-industrial complex and DARPA and the CIA, who they put into this position so that they could have plausible deniability. It's not us, it's the corporations that are denying your free speech and putting out a unified narrative that we just happen to give them, Operation Mockingbird. By ignoring that for several years, President Trump basically sowed the seeds of this whole dumpster fire. Biden is silent on the lack of social distancing that's being done by de Blasio and these other people celebrating. You know, he's out there telling everybody his number one priority is stopping this virus, right? And yet he's not saying anything to his supporters who are out there celebrating in the streets, violating all the social distancing guidelines. Biden says he will always listen to science. Yeah, he doesn't know what that means. Yeah, this is the science of lockdowns, the science of climate change and the Green New Deal. And it's not science at all. It's easily debunked. Science is not political. These are. Science can be debated. These are not allowed to be debated. You're shamed or purged if you try to debate them or question their facts. They don't want any debate. Science without debate is not science. It is authoritarianism. As Mark Dice pointed out, he said, who would have known that Joe Biden would put an end to social distancing so soon? That's exactly what happened there. And then in Ireland, you have a Catholic layman, not really the clergy, but a Catholic layman who takes this all seriously. I reported a couple of weeks ago that they locked down Ireland. They said, well, we know that you're going to have to be locked down for 6 weeks through Christmas, and it begins now. And so a Catholic businessman, Declan Ganley, is challenging the ban on attending religious services under the COVID restrictions. He's launched a judicial review proceedings against the Minister for Health with Ireland and the Attorney General. The established religious figures there have put out a letter saying that they have profound concerns, and that's it. They're not doing anything. Well, you know, what you do is, that's fine. I think you ought to do legal challenges. I think it's got to go beyond profound concerns. I have to say that if you were to write and engage in a letter-writing campaign to President Trump in massive amounts, saying that you don't like the lockdown, that you have profound concerns about its basis, that there's absolutely no basis for it to be extended now, there's nothing to be gained in 4D or 5D or 10D chess to try to straddle the fence of this. There's no political price to be paid for stopping this insanity. So now's the time to stop it. I think that politicians take much more notice of letters than they do even of people showing up in the streets. That's just my personal opinion. I think it's important to do all of it. But understand that they're not going to read your letter. You don't have to make a very, you don't have to make a big argument. You just have to tell them what you want, and they will, because what they do is they tabulate it. You're not going to be, he doesn't read, no politician, senator, congressman, governor, none of them read the letters that you send. So you don't have to make a long argument about why you believe what you do. Just tell them what you want, because they're going to have a staffer who's going to look at that and they're going to tabulate it. Well, we got this many people who really hate the lockdown, President Trump. Maybe you should do something about it. Maybe you could get them to help you and this election fraud, if you stop the COVID fraud, which created the election fraud. It's worth a try. Because what we see coming up are New York lawyers who are recommending mandatory COVID vaccinations. New York State Bar Association has now passed a resolution urging the state to consider enforcing mandatory COVID-19 vaccination, even if the people object for religious, philosophical, or personal reasons. We don't care about your informed consent. This has been a long time building. We could see this a year and a half ago when they started with the mandatory MMR vaccines in order to go to school, which was something that should have been stopped. Instead, President Trump said, no, they got to take the shots. You can see this coming. They said, quote, the New York Bar said, quote, the authority of the state to respond to a public health crisis is well established in constitutional law. No, it isn't. They said the public health law recognizes that a person's health can and does affect others, and it may become necessary to require that certain individuals or communities be vaccinated. You know, people like healthcare workers and students. Oh, yeah, we've already seen that with the students. And we were told that their MMR vaccine didn't protect them, but, you know, your vaccine protects other people, just like the mask. We've been told all of this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping. Much of the time on big issues and societal developments, InfoWars is many, many years ahead. And almost all the time, we are tomorrow's news today. But there's a blind spot that InfoWars has, and I've noticed that really informed people have this as well. And I know a lot of you tuning in are some of the most informed people out there, so I want you to be retrospective and kind of examine yourself, because that's what I do every day. This Hunter Biden laptop is important, but the new audio confirmed to be him, where he admits he works under the communist Chinese spy chief, he should be arrested right now. That is so huge. That is hiding in plain view, and it's getting almost no attention. We have to get that information out to everybody. It's all posted on InfoWars.com, so many other major patriotic sites. But we need to get it out to everybody and remember that we know all of this. We knew it a long time ago. So when it breaks now, we kind of go, okay, tell us something we didn't know. The point is, now it's documented, now it's proven.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Before we take a look at the vaccine information, I just want to tell you about the products that keep us on air, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com to protect your health, to build your immune system. We got many of those now on sale, drastically cut in price, up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. We have Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D Plus, Vitamin K. Free shipping, and that's selling out very quickly, folks. You couldn't get any vitamin D when the lockdown began back in March. It ran out very, very quickly. So make sure before we get into winter season, into the time when people start to get colds and flus and we start to get locked down, make sure that you've got that there. As the NIH has pointed out, as the CDC has pointed out, 80% of the people who have problems with immune deficiency, autoimmune disease, have deficiency of vitamin D. They also said that the people who are in very serious condition, a presumed COVID, whether it was respiratory flu or other respiratory illness, they diagnosed it as COVID, but they said 80% of those people
had a vitamin D deficiency. And as this was all beginning, you had officials from both the NIH and the CDC telling people, look, it's not going to kill or destroy, because the virus is not alive. It's not going to destroy the virus, but it'll build your immune system, which can do that. You need to make sure that you don't have a deficiency of vitamin D. That is very important for your immune system health. And we now have that with free shipping, selling out very quickly at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some big discounts on other products that have been out of stock that are back in stock. BodyEase are all natural anti-inflammation products. Turmeric, very high concentration of turmeric and other natural ingredients that will naturally fight inflammation. That is BodyEase, 50% off now, free shipping. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off and free shipping. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Very big dollar savings on DNA Force. It's a very expensive nutraceutical to produce. That is now 50% off plus free shipping. We also have new nascent iodine surface spray, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off free shipping and triple Patriot points for discounts on future purchases. As we look at this article that is being pushed by AP, it's at the top of the Drudge Report. President Trump tweeted this out. This is great. We've got a great new vaccine coming and it's 90% effective. How do you know that? Well, because Fauci says so. Because AP says so. And let me review for you just real quickly, because I've talked about this on multiple occasions. You can find an article that I wrote about this on roundtablereport.com to lay this out. I linked to both the NIH and the FDA, where they talk about how they test vaccines and how they test therapeutics. Understand that the FDA, when they test therapeutics, they go through multiple phases. First, you have an animal testing phase. Then you have a phase one where you test it on a very small group of people. You watch them very closely. If it doesn't kill them or make them very sick, then what you do is you go to phase two. Phase two, you bring in people who actually have the disease or the condition that the drug is meant to cure. And at phase two, you evaluate it again for safety, but also for efficacy. Efficacy. Now understand that for these people, you may think that efficacy and effectiveness are the same thing, but they're two very different things. And they point that out at both the FDA article that I linked to and at the NIH article, especially when they talk about vaccine testing. Effectiveness is not the same as efficacy. When the FDA tests a therapeutic, they say that if it cures it or makes it better, then it's effective, and they evaluate it based on that. And then they go to phase three, which is a larger group of people who have the condition. They again look at safety. They again look at efficacy. But when you talk about a vaccine, you're talking about trying to prevent. The whole idea of a vaccine is to prevent a disease. So they don't do challenge testing. They don't do it. It is so unethical that even Fauci and the NIH, the people who continue to do this gain of function research, which in and of itself is unethical, to bring in very dangerous pathogens, bacteria and viruses, make them more easily transmitted, make them more dangerous, increase their fatality rate. That's what they've been caught doing multiple times, so many times that back in 2014, they were told to stop it. And that's when Fauci and Francis Collins said, we're going to keep that going at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and we're going to fund it in Wuhan, China. Fauci should be led out in handcuffs. This guy is a Nazi war criminal, and I'm not using that term Nazi lightly. This is exactly what we had the Nuremberg trials for, human experimentation on people. And as part of the Nuremberg Code, we were told that you cannot do this. You cannot run tests on people, even if they consent. You can't run dangerous things. So they're afraid to go into that obvious violation of the Nuremberg Code. So for a vaccine, they don't do challenge tests. They don't give somebody a vaccine and then expose them to the thing that it's supposed to prevent. And so there is no efficacy tests for vaccines. What they do is an epidemiological test. And that's one of the reasons why when you would hear Fauci, you'd say, well, you're going to do this and we'll know in a couple of years if this is good or not. Now he's out there saying this is 90% effective. This guy is a liar. We got to call him out on these lies. What they do with the testing of a vaccine is they do the animal testing. Oh, we skip that. We don't have the time for that. We go straight to the human testing. Have a small group of people, they give this to them. And then they give it to, in phase two, they give it to a bigger group of people. But they're not evaluating it for efficacy. Remember, this is not a cure. This is supposed to prevent, and you're not going to expose people to something that they don't already have. So they run a test with a larger group of people, and then they run a third test with a larger group of people. So what do? They have two groups of people. One of them gets a placebo, and the other one gets their vaccine, and then they follow them for 2 years. And then they say, well, what percentage of the people got this disease over 2 years versus the vaccinated people versus the placebo people? Interestingly enough, as they're looking at side effects and so forth, we found out with the AstraZeneca vaccine, we had somebody drop dead with it. We've had other people develop very rare neurological diseases. And they said, well, don't worry, because we know that if it had been the people who were in the group that actually got the vaccine, they'd stop it. This is probably somebody in the control group that just got the placebo. You know what the placebo was? It was a meningitis vaccine. So they're probably covering themselves and say, well, it's no worse. The side effects are no worse than the people who got the placebo, the meningitis vaccine. And we know the meningitis vaccine is safe, right? No, we don't know that either. And they're not going to know. There's absolutely no way that they know that this is 90% effective. Again, the efficacy, you don't speak about efficacy with a vaccine. And when you talk about effectiveness, according to the NIH own document that I linked to in that report on Roundtable Report, when you talk about effectiveness, that is determined by a long-term epidemiological study, which hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. You haven't had these people, you haven't had these people for 2 years to watch them. This is total nonsense. And so you have Pfizer's senior vice president. Well, we're in a position potentially to be able to offer some hope. Folks, these are the people offering you hopium who have been hyping opium to you. Going back to 2016, after 20 years and many billions of dollars in profit, Pfizer, the second largest pharmaceutical company in the world, finally admitted that opioids were addictive. Why did they do that? Because the city of Chicago was suing the other drug dealers who were getting people addicted. It's no secret that opioids, this article points out, are addictive even when used as prescribed. It is no secret that there's no evidence of the long-term usefulness of opioids in chronic pain, despite unethical marketing by pharmaceutical companies. And so to keep from getting sued by Chicago, what they did was they said, well, we will put a disclaimer in with it, saying that we should not promote opioids for unapproved off-label uses such as back pain. And we will disclose that you could get addicted. We're done. We told you you could get addicted. So it's kind of like the things that they put in the other vaccine inserts, right? Saying, don't do this. This could kill you. This, contains that. Or they tell you about the mask and the test that they can't be used for what they're being used for. That's fine. This is a drug that killed 60 people a day. 60 people a day for years. They made tens of billions of dollars. You think they're going to worry about your safety with a vaccine?
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations in different mixes of the two. One is born of renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. American Dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as I was just saying, when you look at Pfizer, these are the people going to save us now. President Trump is excited about this. The stock market is excited about this. Fauci is excited about this. Oh, yeah. Dr. Fauci. As AP calls him, the government's top infectious disease expert. He's the biggest pharmaceutical whore you could find. That's what he is. This is the guy who his first act when he came in was to give big pharmaceutical companies legal immunity from any damage, any injury or death that was caused by vaccines. First thing he did, got in 1985. By 1986, he had Reagan signing this thing. I mean, this guy is a snake charmer. President Reagan, I've got something here to sign. Well, yes. Oh, okay. I'll do that. Okay. Yeah, sure. Fauci said the results suggesting 90% effectiveness are, quote, just extraordinary. Adding, not very many people expected it would be as high as it. Yeah, well, you know, we didn't expect that you'd be able to do this according to your own regulations, Fauci, for another 2 years that you'd be able to pronounce this. This is a total fraud. It is extraordinary. It's an extraordinary lie. it's going to have a major impact on everything we do with respect to COVID. This is the guy who, for his pals at Gilead Pharmaceutical, to push remdesivir, a very expensive, non-effective, dangerous treatment, he had tried to sell it with Ebola. He had tried to sell it with AIDS before that. And then when you had a test that was posted on the WHO site showing that it was totally ineffective, that you had more people die that got remdesivir than the control group. That study got pulled down within hours, and within a week, Fauci put out his own study, unreviewed, and pronounced it the standard of care. And his own study didn't show that it did any better than nothing at all. But he changed the standard. He said, well, it's not going to be about curing people, right? It's a therapeutic. That is the standard. It remains the standard. It's always been the standard. That's what I was talking about before. You know, the FDA would take people who have a condition and they would give them a therapeutic. Remdesivir is a therapeutic. Did they get better? Well, no, but I got a new standard here. We're going to talk about the people that survived. They got better 30% faster, I think. And on the basis of that, he said, we got a new standard of care. He's got a new standard of fraud, is what he's got. He's got a new standard of channeling money to his corporate friends. Now, this whole idea of Pfizer having a 90% effective vaccine is absolute nonsense. It violates every standard that they've had, but that's nothing new. They violated every law that we have. They violated every protection of our individual liberties. They are now running this, not our elected officials. And so if you really want to make this election matter, you need to tell your elected officials to stand up to these unelected health bureaucrats at the CDC and at the various public health departments. And you got to stop these national emergency executive orders that have suspended the rule of law from the federal government down to the state level. That's what has to be stopped. Stop that. Stop that steal. That's the steal that needs to be stopped. And so, yeah, you think that Pfizer has done anything to test the effect? They haven't even, they don't care about the safety of this. As I point out, $20 billion. And as of 4 years ago, you had 60 people a day dying from opioid epidemic. I remember when Chris Christie was running for president, and he gave this long, sad story about a friend of his who got addicted to opioids simply because he injured his back. It destroyed his life. He was a very powerful lawyer, had a very good family, great job. He lost all of that and eventually committed suicide. And now these people are driving us to suicide with a COVID lockdown. Yeah, from opioid epidemic to the COVID epidemic.
Two InfoWars best-selling products are now back in stock after being sold out for months. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed, essential in all electrochemical activity in the cells in the body. That's every human activity. And on top of it, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcumin. Leading competitors have 3 to 5%. The things that turmeric does, I don't have to tell you, this is the highest quality, the strongest you're going to find. So both of these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. On top of it, despite the fact they're in demand, they've been sold out for months, they're both 50% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's amazing. And on top of it, we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale will not last long. I want to thank you all for your support. We really need to try these products. People absolutely love them because they really, really work. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yesterday evening and this morning, you had the Drudge Report with a picture of Barack Obama putting a Medal of Honor around the neck of Joe Biden. And the caption said, "Now the hard part begins." Yeah, the easy part was getting coronated without having a legitimate election. Coronated by the media. Coronated by the fake polls. And now comes the hard part. You got to fight off the legal challenges. An America with two presidents. This is from the Mises Institute. America's political institutions are about to face a unique and fascinating challenge to their legitimacy. Yeah, there's the picture. That was on the Drudge Report. Yeah, it is a coronation. It's a media coronation. And of course, that picture has now been replaced with a celebration of Pfizer as our saviors, the opioid people, the big pharmaceutical people. 90% effective, they say. Well, again, I won't keep going on that. I could talk about that all day. That makes me so angry. How we are being gaslighted, locked down, going to be vaccinated with a toxic vaccine that's not been tested. And the track record of these people, how they escaped really any punishment whatsoever for the opioid epidemic that they inflicted on America. I mean, if the same damage was done by the Sinaloa drug cartel, you saw what they did to El Chapo, right? They confiscated everything they've got. These guys can go around and they can negotiate. And then after the negotiation, they said, well, you know, Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer and these guys, they offered to pay us this. They told us that's all the money. But, you know, we left a lot of money on the table. They didn't even negotiate a good penalty to these people for the damage that they've inflicted on Americans. So, understand who your real government is and how this whole thing is, whose palms are greased. And who is going to be the pharmaceutical salespeople. But getting back to the election, Joe Biden has now claimed victory, and Trump is still fighting it legally in the courts, and there's good reason to fight that. And there's been some promising information from the Supreme Court. They said that they want to get information about the ballots that were delivered after Election Day in Pennsylvania. This is an order that was signed Saturday by Justice Samuel Alito, has ordered Pennsylvania election boards to separate the count of mail-in ballots that arrived after Election Day. And so that is indicative that they may exclude that in Fraudadelphia and other places in Pennsylvania. But getting back to this, the point is that we've now got an election that's not been certified, an election that is still highly contested, many evidences of fraud involved in that, but the media has now coronated Joe Biden. And so we have an America with two presidents, as they point out. The next few years could be very interesting indeed. Americans will have a former president deeply beloved by a base that stood out in the freezing cold past midnight by the tens of thousands. If Joe Biden prevails in all of this fraud, I honestly think that President Trump will start Trump TV and Trump social media and all this other stuff, you know, to go in competition with. That's what he'll do. Nevertheless, the Biden administration will end up being precisely, they say, what the non-hysterical left has always feared. The restoration of a neoconservative, neoliberal uniparty. I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, we've already seen articles along this line. This is an effort, I think, to get people to say, well, you know, the Biden presidency isn't going to be that dangerous. I think it will be dangerous. I think it'll be very dangerous. And I think it'll be very radical. Because I don't think it's going to be the Biden presidency. We've got a situation of America with three presidents, folks. Here's a good example of this. If you ask Siri, and they've now changed this, but it's too late. We've already got recordings of it. You ask, how old is the president? Now, think about this. We haven't had a certified election yet. It's highly contested. Many examples of fraud have surfaced. And it's being challenged. And, you know, the 2000 election, that went well past Thanksgiving. You know, for over a month, they were looking at that. But no, we have now had the media has declared Biden the winner, and Drudge has declared Biden the winner, and Apple has declared Biden the winner. Oh, or did they? When you ask, how old is the president? It doesn't say Trump. Listen to the answer that you get. Video clip number three.
Hey, Siri, how old is the president?
Kamala Harris was born 56 years ago on Tuesday, October 20th, 1964.
Yeah, see? So who is the president, Siri? Apple already has erased President Trump, and they've already looked beyond Joe Biden, and they understand that the president is Kamala. That's Apple. That's the technocracy that has been controlling your speech and everything that you are allowed to see, hear, and say on the internet, which has become the place where most people get their information, especially for politics. So there we go. America's got two presidents or three presidents. No, actually, America's got one president. According to Apple and Siri, it's Kamala. Kamala is the president. Let's take a quick look at some compilation of fraud, and then we'll break this down about electronic voting when we come back. Video clip number one.
Listen, so I have the Baxter, Mr. Baxter, whatever, had to go to the head guy because I want to see everyone with ballots, copy them down, copy them on the precinct because they don't show up on any list.
You found a box of 500 ballots of people who are not registered.
500 names of people that are not on a registered, they're not on the supplement list.
What are you in there?
She was in here this morning. She said it's
no, I've been in there all day. I just left.
And so why won't they let anybody into view?
Their capacity. They said there's capacity. In the morning, you could just walk
it's
right
the COVID.
In.
It's the virus. We can't let you in here to see this.
Capacity.
We all have masks on.
It's capacity.
We all have masks on.
I think it's they don't, the poll workers don't like us there.
You.
And they're very rude.
But you're allowed legally to go. It doesn't say there's capacity.
She's even got a mask. She's trying to comply with the superstition.
In the building?
That's to let you in the building. It's bizarre.
Because this building is not a capacity.
And, you know, there's those of us that leave. Like a few people.
Yeah. And what
I've
have you seen?
I've seen ballots that don't belong to anybody. They don't show up in the voter registration. There's no name attached to them.
And what are they doing with those ballots?
I'm challenging them. And
okay.
They're supposed to put them in a box to be then
okay.
Be evaluated. But then multiple ballots that have several different numbers.
Okay.
One person with different numbers.
Okay.
We have full lists of them. We're writing
it. It's the numbers.
So are they improperly filled out and you're looking to disqualify that?
Yes. If they're improperly filled out, if they have no name, if they don't have a home, or if the person was born in 1921 but registered to vote in 1900, that kind of doesn't make sense.
So, but that's not on the ballot. When you vote, your ballot is just the balls in which you have on there. What are you seeing? Are you seeing people's registration forms?
Yes, yeah.
So on the tables, you have the ballot, and then you are able to see next to them.
On a computer screen.
On a computer screen, whose ballot that is.
Sometimes the ballot itself has no name, but the ballot is filled out.
Okay.
And then if we go into the registration file, we find the person that has been was born in 1921, and it's just a lot of, there's a lot that's not right.
What's wrong with being born in 1921?
But registering to vote in 1900, 21 years before you're born.
All right. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of 100-year-olds who are voting now.
Registration here really quick. William.
This guy goes to the site, and you can do this yourself. You can go to the Pennsylvania site, and you can look this up.
Information Center.
Oh, this is Michigan. There's another one from Pennsylvania that I've seen. But yeah, this is the Michigan one.
1902. Get the zip code really quick.
How many people you got in 1902? There you go.
48207.
Well, you get the idea. We got to go to break here, but you can go to Pennsylvania. You can sort it by birth year, and you can see all these people who are, you know, hundreds of years old. This is the specter of election fraud. Rudy Giuliani says Trump will not concede when at least 600,000 ballots are in question. He says he's got 60 to 70 witnesses to voter fraud. They will have four or five cases by the end of this week.
It's all on record. Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, they were all hired a year ago and then again 6 months ago to war game how to get the public to stay locked down during a pandemic and how to get the public to take inoculations. And they talk about calling people heroes that do it. They talk about shaming those that don't. This has all been psychologically tested. It's all been psychologically prepared. And once they get you to lock down for 15 days, you notice now they say it's permanent. That's how it works. Oh, just put these handcuffs on, the serial killer says, the woman in the parking lot, and everything will be all right. No. Now, we've already put the handcuffs on, and we're in the serial killer's van. He's taking us to his shack in the woods to slowly torture us to death. That's the allegory. We got to bust out of this thing now. We got to say no now. We got to make a run for it now while we still can. Once he gets us in that basement, it's going to get a lot worse, folks. So stop submitting.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize how the globalists operate and how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people
to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about election fraud, and we're going to talk a little bit about electronic fraud and the risk that comes with computers being involved in the tally. It is no security to have blockchain, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. Before we do, real quickly, as I said, Rudy Giuliani says that he has 60 to 70 witnesses. He'll have 4 or 5 cases by the end of the week. This is the way this is going to roll out. There is no sting that is here. They're going to roll this out with legal challenges. It's going to take a very long time. And quite frankly, I'm not optimistic that this is going to be won. I'm absolutely convinced that it's fraudulent. But based on the fraud that we saw happen with the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence agencies, and the fact that nobody was punished for any of this, that it rolled out for 4 years, that we haven't been able to connect or unwilling to connect Joe Biden to Hunter Biden to the fraud that was found, the documents that came out. I'm not confident that they're going to be able to do anything with this, frankly. But this is what we had, video clip number 6. This is Lay Dundas, a Facebook post. We'll play just a little bit of this for you. She said that she just got off the phone with Rudy Giuliani. She is working on the Trump legal team to fight this ballot fraud. Video clip number 6.
Hey guys, human rights attorney Lee Dundas here. I have some late breaking news from you right now. It is 1:30 East Coast time, Saturday, the days after the election. I just got off the phone on a conference call with President Trump's campaign and their lawyers. I'd like to go over some of the data that they imparted. The first thing to know is media does not call elections, folks. I repeat, media does not call elections. Elections are done in a standard way that is set forth in our democratic process. And what Donald Trump wants the world to know at this point is this is no longer at this juncture a fight about a president or presidency. This is a fight about the very bedrock of our constitutional republic and the democratic process. You cannot have a free country if you cannot trust the electoral process in that country. If we have widespread voter fraud, we are no different than all of the banana republics across the world, third world countries, communist countries in which I do work. So at this point, Donald Trump isn't fighting for a president or himself. He is fighting literally for the democratic process, for the electoral process and the integrity of it. And here's the thing. If we don't win this and get rid of all of this evil and these electoral inconsistencies and these voter fraud issues, we're never going to be able to have a safe election again in the future. And the Republican Party, or any party, is never going to be able to fairly compete on a level playing field.
Well, I would agree with all of that. But I would say that the elephant in the room, as usual, is what happened when the media called a pandemic. You know, we know that the media pushed out their fake polls. They were push polls. And now you have the guy who runs 538, Nate Silver, saying, F you, we got it right. Well, they did exactly what they wanted. It's the same way that the government schools get exactly what they want. They're not failing to teach your kid to read and write. They never intended to teach your kid to read and write. They want to make sure your kid doesn't know anything except some disinformation. And they want to make sure that your children do not have the ability to think critically. They just follow the herd and they follow authority. That's what they're there to teach them in these schools. And you can see the product of that system on the streets of Seattle and Portland. And so these polls were done the same way. They were not interested in finding out what you wanted for president. They were interested in telling you what you were going to get. They'd already decided what it was going to be. And we've seen that from the very beginning of all this. First, they gave you polls. And then showing that, you know, there was Trump only had like a 9% chance to win. They knew that wasn't true. And they'd already done that 4 years ago. And then after the fact, they ramp up fairly quickly. They show Joe Biden at 264 and they froze it there. 264 out of the 270 that's needed to get over the to pass the post. And so they left that there for several days, again, to prepare you for what they were going to do. They'd already determined that they were going to do. They'd already determined that they were going to have Biden win. So they're preparing you with the early polls and all those news stories. And then they prepared you for about 5 or 6 days saying, look, see, Joe Biden is right on the edge of becoming president. And then they just push him over on a Saturday, which is when they like to roll out the bad news to make sure they didn't get any scrutiny. Oh, yeah, you weren't noticing, but yeah, we just had all this stuff just turned in. This is based on, you know, when they do these exit polls and so forth, one of the things that is a standard trick of manipulating elections, and the State Department is wise to it. Like I said last week, I said, if they want to run an honest election, they know how to run an honest election. You do it one day and you can extend it, maybe make it 2 days. But when they did it in Iraq, they did a 1 day election. They had people show up. And when you voted, you got your finger dipped in some indelible ink. So you couldn't go vote somewhere else. And they know how to make this work. And they know, because they know how to do an honest election, they know how to do a dishonest election. One of the things the State Department does, and for, there you go, there's a picture. You can see that on the video they put up on Friday as well. One of the things the State Department does to evaluate whether a foreign country has rigged an election is they compare the exit polls to the actual reported numbers. And if they get more than a 4 to 5% difference, they say this is fraudulent. You know, they don't do that in our own elections. I remember years ago, I read Jim Rogers' book, Investment Biker. He went around the world on a motorcycle and made observations up close and personal about, you know, what he was seeing in various countries. And one of the observations that stuck with me was he said, you can always tell how dishonest a country is by the spread and the exchange rate on the black market versus the official exchange rate. That's true. And you can tell how corrupt an election is by looking at the spread between the exit polling and the actual reported votes. Now, what you have here in America is you have one organization that is a pool organization for the entire country. And they, it's a subscription service that the big guys pay money for to do the exit polls. And you'll always see the information put out in terms of demographics. How many people of this skin color, it's Edison Research is a company that does this. How many people, how many black people support this candidate? How many white people? How many Hispanic people? How many male? How many female? What's the educational level? So you get all the demographic breakdown candidate by candidate. But you know what they don't report? They don't say, based on our exit polls in Michigan, we had President Trump get 51% and Joe Biden, 49%. And then you notice that in the actual reported results, Joe Biden gets 54% and President Trump gets 46%. That'd be an obvious flag. And they don't ever report that. They never report that. They only give you the demographic crosstabs on this stuff because they don't want you to see that America is a banana republic with nuclear arms about ready to come with a military and roll up your sleeve because you're going to get the vaccine. That kind of nuclear banana republic. We'll be right back.
DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the bio true selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without any diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we got a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the globalist plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Look it up for yourself. The head of the Davos Group issued a report more than 6 months ago calling for world government to be openly established to respond to COVID-19. And the COVID-19 was a blessing to lower the planet's carbon footprint. Since then, Prince Charles and countless others have come out and said the exact same thing. The most ancient form of total war is called siege. And that's when you cut people off from their resources. That's when you lock them down. And this isn't siege to make us capitulate to the globalist or just get rid of Donald Trump. That's only part of it. This is siege to literally train us to be poor and to get us into deep debt. So then the globalist social engineers can dictate how we live our lives with the social credit score surveillance grid. So you've heard the U.S. Army saying our job is to kill people and break things. Well, that's what the lockdown's doing. It's starving the third world, millions and millions of death. It's breaking down the supply chain and society. It's their mission. The problem with social Darwinism is the so-called elites, the most cunning, smart, inventive people, believe that chivalry doesn't exist anymore. They don't believe in being aristocrats, trying to hold up civilization and power the people. And once the establishment has that predatory idea, civilization collapses very, very quickly. You can't treat the least of us like garbage and not treat your own family like that. And so it is this lack of empathy that's going to destroy us. The globalists can try to be heartless devil worshipers that commit rituals of all sorts of horrible crime, try to get away from the humanity, but really, they can't escape the laws of the universe. They may train themselves to commit heinous crimes and not feel it themselves, but the repercussions of what they commit always comes back on them and their families and the very structure itself. Wealth is created by loving God. Wealth is created by having a connection to God. God is the source of all creation, all success, all power. If you deny that, you'll be destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
welcome back. You know, there's a couple of different ways that we can look at this and suspect that there is something systemically wrong. And one of them, as I said, is to take a look at the exit polls and compare them to the actual reported totals. But of course, that's not done in America for some reason. We have the national election pool, and what you have is all of the big media companies that tell us what's happening, and they make these projections typically based on exit polling. And that's why they call the election earlier and earlier. And so there was a lot of pressure put on this company, Edison Research, that provides that information to them to, you know, pull this earlier and earlier. And they don't have, none of these media companies is doing any of this research themselves. So it's really kind of subjective to, you know, as to when they want to call this. That's why it was very suspicious that Fox called this early, earlier than some of the others did, because they're all pulling from the same data. And this is something that's been very well known for a long time, that if you look at a difference between exit polls and actual reported votes, you can scope out corruption. And I've got in front of me here a paper that goes back to a Venezuelan election where they're talking about that particular one and looking at, which is what the State Department and the American government always does in terms of these elections, they always look at the difference there to see if it is a rigged election. But again, we don't do that here. We just simply get the crosstabs. And 538 defiantly pushing down and saying, we are not going to be shamed by our polls that were grossly inaccurate again this year. We did our job. We did a great job, because that's what their job was. Their job was to push you in a particular direction. Their job was to create public opinion, not to test it and report it. And they also said exit polls can be misleading, and especially this year. Exit polls usually are a core component of election night reporting, especially before real results come in. They can provide an early sense of which candidate is leading in certain key demographics. But here at 538, we won't be covering exit polls much at all, at least not on this election night, because of pandemic-related changes. Yeah, that's right. It's all about the pandemic, isn't it? The pandemic election, the fraudulent election, based on a fraudulent pandemic. And one of the ways that we saw this manifested, you know, these people who are very accurate, right, that we always depend upon, when you saw that big flip in Arizona, 86% of the vote was actually in, not 98%. This was an error found in the company Edison Research, which is the national election poll, all the media companies, including the print media like the New York Times. They all use the same service. And so it was reported at the New York Times that looked at this, Patrick LaForge. He said, wait a minute. It looks like 98% of the votes been counted, but only 86%. There's a lot of inaccuracies on this. But again, this is part of the early calling and part of, well, let's run Joe Biden up to 264 electoral votes and leave it there. Totally, totally rigged. But then there's other aspects that I've been talking about here for years. Talked about how in Texas, they are not keeping ballot records, even though under the Constitution, they're required to do that. We've talked about things like fractional voting software. You know, when you understand that it's not just transmitting your vote electronically, which is what the blockchain thing is ultimately about. You know, they put in as we talked about, the fact that there's not a sting and there's not a blockchain watermark on these ballots. And so those are two different things. The blockchain is going to keep custody of an individual. And if you look at all these people are sending me this stuff, well, you're wrong about this. Take a look at this U.S. Postal System patent that came out in August of this year. August of this year. First of all, they weren't going to be able to roll it out by this election, number one. Secondly, even if you think that they're just putting the patent out and they've already implemented this years ago, no. The reality is that when you have blockchain, the purpose of blockchain is to tie this vote and to keep a chain of custody to go back to a particular individual. That's not something that you're going to mass print on these ballots. Is the assumption, at what point in this super secret sting would you make a correlation, even if you had
sequentially numbered watermarked ballots. How would you make that correlation to a particular individual in a situation like this? There was nothing like that done. As a matter of fact, the states are the ones who print the ballots. They've got different watermarks in different states. Not all the states have watermarks, and on and on. Patently false. But here's what the real issue is. The real issue is this chaos going to be used to push blockchain electronic voting further than we already have? That's the real danger. There's two dangers in that narrative. The first one is that it's going to discredit people who question the validity of this election. And there's a lot of reasons to question the validity of this election. They want to short circuit that. They want to make people look stupid. They've already used this for that. And the second thing is they want to push the integrity of an electronic election as being superior to anything else we could have. And nothing could be further from the truth. Blockchain custody is not going to make the election secure. It's kind of like saying that you have, let's say that you've got an armored truck that's going to be delivering money to a bank. And you've got this impregnable truck. And not only that, but you've got a massive escort of militarized vehicles of this thing. But then you stop it about two blocks from the bank and the guys open the door and they hand carry the stuff for the next two blocks. Is that secure? See, the reality is that the blockchain or the electronic voting is only secure to the extent that the least secure aspect of that is secure. And William Binney has talked about this over and over again. There isn't anything that can be completely secure from hacking. He knows because he was a global technical head for the NSA for decades. And he's broken any code. And he's said that to me multiple times in interviews. There isn't any encryption that can't be broken, first of all. But he said it doesn't usually come down to that. It usually comes down to somebody guessing somebody's password or somebody stealing somebody's password or the people who created the system. You know, like if you've got an electronic voting system where it's tabulated, perhaps the people who create it put back doors into it so they can get in. They don't even have to hack it. This is the reality in which we live in, folks. It's not about, you know, cryptology. It's not about signals intelligence. It's about human intelligence. You know, the old-fashioned way. Just go in and steal it. Sneak in there and steal it. But then there's also so things like this. The fractional magic from blackboxvoting.org by Bev Harris. I've talked about this many times before. The fact that about 25% of all the votes in the U.S., are part of a GEMS election management system. And in this system, which is used on many different voting machine manufacturers, you've got Diebold, you've got ES&S, election systems and software, you have Dominion, which a lot of people are talking about. This system that they all use, a GEMS vote counting system, tabulating that. So there's a lot of different places where you can rig this. So when the vote totals are transmitted, you go into this system. And you would think that votes would be integer values, right? There's going to be 1, 2, 3. You're not going to have a 1.1 vote, right? Except, so why is it in their code? Do they have, over and over again, they've got decimal floating point numbers instead of integer numbers so they can have fractional voting? See, by having that there, they can run this thing through and they can apply ratios to these votes in order to manipulate them. There's no other reason that they would have this in there. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. There's some other things that you need to know about quantum coding.
The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid, but we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And then we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
I once saw a bumper sticker that read, "If you want your children to listen to you, whisper." And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the Third World, and then enslave the First World. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive, and we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
Election 2020 is here, and whether Trump wins or loses, we have all won by exposing the communist Chinese, by exposing the globalists, by exposing the pedophile rings, by exposing the fact this is really a fight between good versus evil. Now, I'm personally a Christian, and I believe in God, and I know God's real, and I've experienced it in my life. But even if you don't believe in God, it's important to recognize that there is good in this world, there is evil. And there are people out there that want to do you harm because they enjoy doing bad. And what I see happening across the spectrum of different political views is people finally get that. They finally understand that they're not being naive anymore. Don't ever project your decency and your goodness onto other people until they've proven what they stand for and who they are, or you're going to get hurt. But those of you out there that have done your own research and discovered who's good and who is faithful, well, then come together with those organizations and support them like InfoWars. Because without your support, InfoWars would not exist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Future. We're going to go back and take a look at electronic corruption in voting and how that is trying to be sold to us as the future solution for the chaos that we're seeing now. They always create a problem and then give us the solution that they want to shove us into. And the problem was created with the lockdown, with COVID. That's the issue. The issue is not paper ballots. And the other part of the corruption are these glitches that we're seeing now. William Binney has come out and said, you know, that glitch that gave Trump votes to Biden, that was intentional. Yeah, of course it was intentional. We know that. We've seen that for a very long time. And I'm going to give you some more information about that as well. And talk about the blockchain voting, the watermarks, QFS, all this stuff. So stay with us. Real quickly, I just want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our election special is still in place, and we have up to 60% off many of our most popular products, free shipping, and triple Patriot points. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have deep discounts on things like BrainForce Plus, which is about to sell out. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix that is discounted, as well as free shipping, triple Patriot points. We have our Winter Sun Plus, Vitamin D plus Vitamin K to help your body to assimilate that Vitamin D. That is now free shipping and on sale. Many other products, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, real quickly, I want to get into this. You know, when we look at what is happening and we see people with the glitches, understand this is not the first time this has happened. We reported on this widely 4 years ago, 2016. And you had, at the time, wasn't just us. They admitted it. You had a lot of different state boards of election, Georgia, for example, where this is all happening again, had reported that they had had some hacking attacks, and they had traced it back to the Department of Homeland Security. What a surprise. You mean the Obama administration was trying to rig the election in state boards of elections, Georgia and other states at the time? Why, yes, frankly. CNBC, Homeland Security is tied to the attempted hack of Georgia's election database. This is CNBC reporting this. These are the people who see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil about the surveillance state, and even they admit it. Georgia Secretary of State at the time, now Governor Brian Kemp, sent a letter to Homeland Security asking the department to confirm whether or not an attempt was made. They said, leading up to the elections, questions were raised about the security of state computer systems that protect voting data. Homeland Security reportedly considered declaring election systems a critical infrastructure. And this is why you have the talk about CISA in there. I don't trust CISA. I don't trust the Department of Homeland Security. I don't trust the Patriot Act. You shouldn't either. Folks, these people are always, as they come back, they say, oh, we think we identified some Russian hacking attempts that were going on there. That's what they came back later on. DHS, FBI, do you really think that's what happened? Or was it the government itself trying to break into these state boards of elections to manipulate the information? And that's why I say, when you got a, if you have a real blockchain system where it's tied, you have a user who is identified and tied into the blockchain, and then you can follow that securely, then it's going to get into a particular place. That's why I gave you the analogy of the armored car carrying the cash in. Well, that's great. It's secure as long as it's in the armored car, right? Until you open the doors and you start taking it out and you take it to the bank. And at that point, you know, they can rob the bank. They can rob the guys he's carrying it in to the place, opening up the, you know, the armored car. So there's a lot of different places that you can hook into that. And of course, if it's electronic, you don't even have to physically intercept it. You can just steal most of it electronically. You know, there was an interesting audiobook I listened to about a month or so ago. And it was a story about seven real-life heists. And it was narrated by Michael Caine. And they started by talking about some big, high-profile, grand scheme robberies. But then they ended up at the very end. First, they had a heist that was done by fax machine. And then they went to the computer stuff and they said, that's where you can really grab it. You can do things like, you know, fractional rounding off, like we see being prepared in these electronic voting machines. There's a lot of different ways that you can steal anything, including votes, especially votes. You know, at least the people who are running the banks, most of them are trying to make sure the system is secured. I can't say that about the people who are setting up these election voting systems. The first one of these was done in Venezuela, as I point out many times, a company there, Smartmatic, who's now been merged and bought and the name has been changed. But that company, Smartmatic, was started by two friends of Hugo Chavez, and they kept him in power for a very long time by these kinds of shenanigans. And there's many different ways that you can modify that. But once you, as to the extent that you go electronic, folks, that is the extent to where you can make this kind of hacking enterprise-wide. You can extend this with no limits. And it won't just be the presidential election. It'll be everything down to dog catcher. And it'll be every jurisdiction that they can control. And they will. And so when you look at this, and you see people now complaining about one of these systems, Dominion systems, in 30 states, a computer system known to be defective is tallying the votes. So this is different than keeping custody of this, or even identity. You can even tamper with the system by faking the voters and getting an ID for them to vote. There's so many different places where you can calculate this. It needs to be done in person. It needs to be done by paper. It needs to be done with humans watching what's going on with that paper voting and that paper tallying. That's the only way that you're going to have any integrity in the election. And people need to get interested in it at that part of it. But as I talked about how these different, I immediately did not believe the reports about the sting because we had so many different unrelated things that were put out there. We had the blockchain, we had the watermark. Again, two different things, not tied together, not implemented either. We've had now the director of CISA, which is supposedly the guy who was put in there to run this secret sting operation for President Trump, has now poured cold water on this. But one of the things that was most interesting was I had so many people sending me stuff about the QFS, Quantum Financial System. And one of the articles that kept getting sent to me to tell me how I was wrong, evidently these people don't bother to read these articles that they sent to me. Or did they really believe this? The Quantum Financial System, QFS, runs on a quantum computer based on an orbiting satellite and is protected by secret space programs to ensure it cannot be hacked. The quantum technology was provided by benevolent extraterrestrial galactics. The purpose of the new financial system is to put an end to cabal, corruption, usury, and manipulation within the banking world. The key is to implement limitations that will prevent corrupted banksters from gaining significant profits. QFS stands for Quantum Financial System. According to Galactic Connection site, it's an off-world monetary system which cannot be rigged. In contrast with the current financial system, as it cannot be compromised, despite the many attempts to do so by the cabal, the cabal's corrupt central banking system will collapse. The cabal will have no access to this system. The system will allow the transfer of the new asset-backed currencies after the global currency reset, which will replace the U.S.-controlled SWIFT system with all its ills of usury and manipulation. The novelty about this system is that benevolent extraterrestrial galactics provide the alliance with the system, which is not run on a conventional computer, but a quantum computer placed on a satellite. So you can throw out a lot of buzzwords. And people, again, when I said, this is total nonsense, this QFS stuff is total nonsense. Oh, well, quantum computers are real. Oh, yeah, they are. Quantum encryption is real, too. You have qubits that they talk about and so forth. That doesn't mean that this system is real. That doesn't mean that this has anything to do with a sting or with blockchain or with watermark. These are three different things, and the QFS thing is not a real thing anyway. You have to understand that when people throw out buzzwords like this, that they're trying to entrap you. And one of the buzzwords that has constantly been thrown out to us all the time are things like cases, things like tests, you know, the PCR test and the Abbott lab test. It's bogus. You've got to be able to separate the truth from the fiction because the lies are what are selling us down the river. The lies about the lockdown. Focus on that. Get your elected officials to do something, to do their duty, instead of abdicating their authority to these bureaucrats and these intelligence agencies who are constantly gaslighting us about one thing after the other. And by all means, never look to electronic voting as your savior. It's going to be electronic voting that is paid for and financed and written and watched and inspected by the state. Yeah, if we want to have multi-party democracy, we're going to have to get beyond just two parties. And we're going to have to make sure we don't go electronic either. All right, that's it for today's program. Thank you for listening.